Now the Women to Watch Wealth Watch.
Thank you for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD, where we talk about using all pillars of your wealth, grow, protect, give, and live to live a great life. It's a little something we call net worthwhile. My name is Heather Fortner, the CEO of Signature FD. Today, I'm with Elizabeth Burdett, Signature FD's Director of Signature Generosity. If you're unfamiliar with Signature FD's client communities, they are teams dedicated to intimately knowing and understanding the wealth management needs of a specific client audience. Our Signature Generosity teams helps clients craft their generosity journey with a generosity blueprint that makes an impact on the people, places, and things that matter most for them. Elizabeth, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Heather. I'm delighted to be here.
So fun. First thing first, can you tell me a little bit about Signature Generosity?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. So I joined Signature FD a little over 3 years ago, and I am unique within the firm in that I am not a tax expert or an investments expert or any other kind of technician with which our firm has been so richly blessed with so many experts. I specialize exclusively on charitable giving and generosity. So I think that's one thing that really sets Signature FD apart in the landscape of investment firms and wealth advisory firms. So in that role, as Director of Giving, I lead our Signature Generosity Initiative, as Heather, as you shared. And that is an initiative or a community within the firm that is uniquely tailored and situated to partner with our clients and their families to embrace what we call strategic generosity. So instead of being reactive with their giving, whether that's charitable giving to public nonprofit organizations or to giving to individuals, giving to their family members, instead of being reactive, to embrace a more strategic and proactive approach. And in other words, to develop a plan for the impact and the change that they want to be a part of in their communities and their families. And so and I think what makes it really powerful and transformative is that we are situated within that wealth management context. So we can pull all those levers and have all those resources of the expertise and the insight that we have into a unique and specific client situation to be able to help them create the generosity plan that is specific to their vision and their passions.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. I want to dig into there. Let's first start with, okay, so you're an expert in giving. How does one even become an expert in giving? Talk to me a little bit about your journey and what led you to that.
Sure. I like to say I have the absolute best job in the entire universe because all I'm really doing is helping other people experience the transformative joy of living generously. And so I just help people uncover what they're passionate about and then connecting that with needs in the world, of which we know, we all know that there seems like there's an unlimited need out there right now. And so helping people kind of connect those dots is what I'm passionate about and where I think I'm uniquely gifted to also help. So my journey has been a little interesting. So I won't run you through my entire career trajectory because we would be here a long time. But I think most pertinent to this particular role is in a previous life, I was an attorney. And so I did practice law for about 5 years. So I have that legal background. And then more recently, I was in nonprofit fundraising for 6 years. So I do have the nonprofit perspective as well as the legal perspective. And then in my own personal journey of generosity, I remember very clearly when I was working in nonprofits and my husband and I were doing our taxes 1 year and I was literally combing through my Gmail for our receipts of our charitable giving, like trying to piece it together for our tax deduction. And it was the most disorganized, you know, not impactful, scattershot approach to the way we were giving. And also it didn't match to what we had wanted to do. I mean, we had set out that year to give away like X amount of money. And we gave far less than that because nobody was keeping their eye on the ball. And so it was really a light bulb moment for me of, you know, we have we are certainly blessed financially, but there's also these families out there that are extraordinarily blessed financially. Who's helping them? You know, who's helping them think through the impact they want to have and tracking that and staying organized and understanding, you know, how to be accountable and how to partner with organizations. It was really just a light bulb moment about, you know, if this is hard for me, imagine how hard, and this is, I work in the nonprofit sector and it's hard for me. Imagine how hard it might be for somebody else who has the potential to create even greater change than I do. And so how can I use my unique skill set to really dive into that professionally and partner with people to take that more strategic approach?
I love that. So there's two things that I really love in that. One is, how do we actually make change? How do we affect change and make this process more impactful, not just for you and for the person doing the giving, but for the organizations on the other side that are in receipt of these gifts? I love both of those points. So lean in with me to the first part of that, which is, how does one go about actually affecting some change for the people who are doing the giving? What is a generosity blueprint? What is, the process that you take someone through to actually help them? I think you said it earlier, uncover the things that they're most passionate about, and then thinking about where they can actually give to make the impact that they want.
Sure. So I like to joke, but I think it's not totally a joke, that sometimes I put on kind of my therapist hat in this role, because I firmly believe that a critical starting point in this entire generosity blueprint process, which is what we call our process here at Signature FD, is to start with kind of what makes that client tick. Well, I like to say what keeps them up at night or what wakes them up in the morning. And so I think a lot of us as Americans, as busy professionals and just living in the 21st century, you know, we tend to be, again, kind of responsive and reactive. So we give when we are asked, because little Johnny down the street's having a fundraiser. And so you give, and that's fantastic. And I would never dissuade anybody from doing that. But how much did you really move the needle, not only for Johnny, but for yourself, if it's something that you don't feel personally connected to? So the very first step that we do with folks to do these blueprints is I stop and I kind of have them pause and have a moment of reflection to say, what do you care about? I'm not asking you what people have asked you to give to, which you think is a worthy cause, but let's talk about your childhood, the way you were raised, your family, your values. Looking around, you know, what are the things that you are grateful for, the experiences that you are grateful for? Perhaps you yourself suffered from an illness and you recovered. And so you're extremely grateful for the medical team that worked with you. Perhaps you were the recipient of somebody else's generosity along the way, a scholarship or a hand up somewhere, and you want to pay it back in that similar way. So I am a firm believer that you can't reach that level of kind of transformative generosity. And I mean transformative both for the giver and the recipient, as you were saying, Heather, until you connect with what matters to you, not what somebody has asked you to do. Because let's be honest, when you have a lot of resources, a lot of people are going to be coming and asking. Mm-hmm. And so I really think that until you can become focused and intentional and specific on identifying and then committing to the causes and people that matter to you most, that's where the magic happens. So I'll tell a story on myself again, back to combing through my Gmail receipts. You know, there were probably 35 receipts in there for like $100. And half of those organizations, I didn't even remember making that gift. Mm-hmm. So clearly it meant nothing to me, right? And I doubt it meant very much to that organization either, because it was a small amount of money and we had no relationship. Mm-hmm. So it was a big shift for my husband and I to go from, we're not going to give that way anymore. It's not that those organizations don't matter. They do. But what do we care about as a family, as the Burdettes? And we were able to narrow it down to two or three things. And our giving has been completely transformed. We give more, we give better, and we're in true relationship with those two or three places that we're giving now. So I think that's really the crux of what we're trying to achieve.
Talk about a little what that relationship is like, the relationship that you are in with the organizations that you're giving to, because sure. now it sounds like it's not just a financial transaction. Now it sounds like it is a true partnership. And yes. we all yes. know, I think that true partnerships have deeper impact on the people that are a part of those relationships. So what does that look like?
So you absolutely hit the nail on the head, Heather. Partnership is, if we were live in front of a whiteboard, I'd be underlining and starring that word. And actually that is the word that I use with clients. I never say, you know, recipient organization or anything like that. I always say, who will your generosity partners be? Because again, coming from that nonprofit context, you know, I do think kind of this unhealthy imbalance can occur where, and I don't think it's anybody's intention or fault, but where a donor is kind of up on this pedestal as having the financial resources and the nonprofit's kind of down below with their hands out. And that's not a healthy place for anybody to be, honestly. Because that, again, is not a relationship or a partnership. And the most productive and fruitful donor connections I had as a fundraiser was where we worked together, where we, as the nonprofit, could come to that donor and say, tell us about what you care about. And let's see if we can find places within our mission that match that. And then it's like all the light bulbs go off. Because they feel like they, being the donor, feel like they are really part of it now. Like they have a piece in that. They also then are generating mutual respect for the work that the nonprofit is doing. So there's a level of respect for the professionalism of the nonprofit and the expertise that they have. So I just, in my own personal experience, my own professional experience doing this work at Signature FD, it is kind of mind-blowing the difference that I've seen in client experiences when they've moved from, well, I'm going to write a check and put it in the mail and just, you know, put a stamp on it and hope all goes well, to I'm going to meet the staff. I'm going to visit the site. I'm going to give them some ideas. I'm going to lend my own expertise and my own time. I'm going to bring my friends in with me. I'm going to host a fundraiser. I mean, whatever that looks like, it's just such a more authentic and human connection that's going to generate dividends for generations to come versus writing a check and walking away. So that's what my goal is really has been. And I think there's this concept of donor fatigue. We ran into that a lot on the fundraising side where it just felt like, okay, it's October and here comes the ask from the nonprofit again. And that is real. I mean, donor fatigue is real. You just don't see that as much when there is a partnership mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. it feels like, no, this is a friendship. Mm-hmm. Why would I ever be fatigued by a friendship? Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of a key reframing.
I've heard so many great things from you so far around just the fact that Signature FD has this initiative and this community and is leaning into how do we do this better? How do we do this in a way that not only benefits the donors, but also benefits the recipients, not only from a financial perspective, but from a transformational partnership relationship perspective. I know that when Signature FD, through our giving, Signature Giving program earlier this year, we gave $1,400 to all of the team members to donate individually to charities of their choice. And I held mine for quite a long time. It was the very first time that my husband and I had engaged in a new type of conversation, which was, hey, like we have something here to bless some people with. What matters to you? And so I think the point there is that what I'm hearing is that through Signature Generosity, through our blueprint tool, through your expertise and the value you bring to the conversation, we are able to help take families into a space where you actually are helping people have that conversation. It was illuminating for us because there were things that he was passionate about that I wasn't necessarily so passionate about, and things that I was passionate about that he was like, well, whatever. And so finding those things that we were both passionate about, it was fun and exciting and interesting. And I'm sure can also be quite frustrating if you don't have the right tool or the right person leading you through that conversation.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
So thank you. Go ahead. So tell me a little bit, if you had to pick out one of the most impactful experiences that you have been able to be a part of through this process and through using this toolkit and this blueprint, what have you seen unfold?
Gosh, oh my gosh, what a great question. It's kind of hard to pick one or two answers, but I've got two that come to top of mind. I would say the most personally rewarding work that I do is when I get to work with multiple generations of a client's family. I like to joke that the generosity conversation is like the gateway drug to larger family conversations about money. And so if I can be a part of that to help facilitate and just partner and kind of be that third party, that outside party to help empower people and give them the vocabulary and the space and the framework to have respectful, informed, insightful conversations around giving, like it's been kind of amazing to see where that can go from there. So this one particular example, we have a client, it's an adult brother and sister, and they are actually generation two. So the original client is the mother who has dementia. And so the mother had some charitable assets that needed to be distributed. And because she has dementia, that was left to the two adult children, who themselves, between the two of them, have four young adult children. And none of them had ever, they're a very charitable, generous family, but none of it had ever been organized. They never talked to each other about it. It had kind of been one-offs here and there. So in other words, so long story short, we set up a virtual, because everybody's scattered all across the country, kind of family generosity summit, if you will. And it was a Sunday afternoon. So we got these college kids to kind of get it together on a Sunday. And we spent 3 hours together. And they had homework to do, and they had to kind of come prepared to discuss where they wanted to allocate the money. We actually had two different meetings. We had a fall meeting and a spring meeting where we were going to allocate a half of the grandmother's assets and the other half, the second portion. And I just can't even tell you, Heather, it was the most inspiring and energizing experience, because you had this family coming together, even though it was virtually, to honor the grandmother. And also, so on one hand, they were really honoring her and sharing stories about her, and they were learning more about her and what she cared about. But they were also, the kids were also sharing about what they cared about. And a lot of times it was the first time they'd ever done that, that their cousins had ever heard it, or their siblings or their parents. And I mean, the feedback from every family member was like, this is the best thing we've ever done as a family. And to be just a seat at that table was just, I mean, it was like, I could retire today. I'm not, by the way, but I could retire today and be like totally fulfilled. It was incredible. So that's one. And the other one, which is a little bit more brief, is I'm working with a local family who, they have now set up two endowed scholarships, one at the mother's alma mater university and the other at the father's alma mater university. And just working with them to identify the types of students they want to support, and just working with those teams at the universities has just been, I mean, that's the type of gift. They're going to change lives in perpetuity. Generationally, they're going to change lives. And I mean, just being able to be a part of that conversation about how they're supporting these universities, but more importantly, how they're supporting at-need students who otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity. And it's the first time they've ever done anything like that. And their own daughters are in college. And so getting to share that with their own daughters about what their legacy is going to be as a family. So I would just say those are the two things. Working with families is really, it's kind of my, you talk about passions and values. That's my passion right there. So
it's your net worthwhile is what I hear.
It's my net worthwhile. It is. It is.
It is. Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us today. If I've heard anything, it is a passion and an expertise around helping all of us think through how to be more intentional with our giving, how to be more transformational with our giving, and how to be more impactful and be in relationship and partnership with the organizations that we hold dear. So thank you so much for the conversation. Thank you again to all of you for tuning in to Wealth Watch with Signature FD. If you'd like to learn more about how Signature FD can help you achieve your net worthwhile, please visit us at www.signaturefd.com. I'm Heather Fortin. Thank you for listening.